The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
We're going to talk about Big Fatty. I have a section here on the Trello. We're going to get to Big Fatty Show because I do want to talk about it. And I have a prepared segment, as they say, about Big Fatty Show. But did you remember what we were talking about pre-show that was so interesting?
I knew what we were talking about.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
We're going to get to Big Fatty Show because I do want to talk about it. But did you remember what we were talking about? Downtown.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 4130 of the BFO for Tuesday the 5th of December 2023, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all will finish telling you about the weekend, and I may open a couple of chroma cards. Big Fatty. Hello, pre-recorders. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, your pre-recorders, because y'all, Big Fatty couldn't finish telling you about the weekend. So, y'all, I have pre-recorded this prior to departure on Monday. So that's why you're pre-recorders today. But, other than that, let's just get right into finishing up the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Y'all, I think when I finished up telling you about the weekend, I had just had my newest, most regular gentleman call. Y'all, he just really likes to do the humpity bumpity bee, Fatty, please. And loves the special chair, and it's just lovely. Just lovely. And so anyway, after he left, y'all, I decided I was going to tackle the new Roomba Whack'em cleaner. So y'all, I picked up everything off the floor, like chairs, you know, in the dining room, and just wanted to have it map out, you know, the whole house. Well, y'all, I followed that damn Whack'em cleaner around for about 3 hours. Y'all, I marvel at how technology is now, and how it learns all this stuff. And y'all, once it finished, y'all, the only thing it didn't do was it started coming into the studio here, and it came in about 2 feet, and then it thought that was a wall or something like that, and so it turned around and went back. But y'all, it drew a map on the Say It With Me device that showed where the room dividers were and things like that, and it wasn't quite right, but you could make some adjustments to it. And so and it said that as it cleans, it will find other areas, and you can kind of teach it a little bit, but it doesn't like to be taught very much. Well, y'all, after it had done its thing and all, it wasn't whack-a-ming or anything. They said, don't turn the whack-a-mo on. Just let it go around and bump into everything. Y'all, it doesn't like the dining room carpet, the living room carpet is a little bit better. It's the same rug, but it's worn down more. So it likes it a little bit better, but not much. But y'all, I told it to go, and I labeled all the rooms and everything, and I told it, all right, I want you to go to the BFO studio and clean. So y'all, it came in here, And it tried to leave, and I kept putting my foot in front of it to make it go a different direction. And it did that a little bit, and so it learned a little bit more. And it started back to its base station again. And I picked it up, and like a baby that, you know, okay, now I want you to come crawl to me over here. And y'all, I put it down, and it was like, where the fuck am I? Be ready, vulgar. And so y'all, it bounced around a little bit more, and it learned a little bit more about the stujo, and did that a couple of times, and it finally has done a pretty good job of mapping out the stujo. Y'all, there are ways you can tell it to stay away from this area. So I was trying to tell it to stay away from going under the bed and to stay away from the crema tree. And anyway, it's a learning process. And you can get the Siri to control it. And y'all, it's very novel. And it's a fun gadget, and I'm looking forward to having it here in the villa. Yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, after I did all of that, y'all, I was worn out following that thing around, and No, I didn't do... I was going to make cheese cookies and little ham biscuits. But y'all, I had all the ingredients out and everything. But y'all, I was just too pooped pop. And so I said, okay, I'll take care of it on Sunday. So y'all, anyway, I was... it was an okay day. You know, I had the sports ball on the TV machine and everything. But anyway, got up Sunday morning, and I had my coffee, did my puzzles, read the paper, and y'all, then I was off. I was off on the morning nip walk, but I only did Fat Acres because I had cheese cookies to make and little ham sandwiches to make. And we had a show to go to. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But so, y'all, all I did was Fat Acres, but I got a account on the crema decorations that are up now. 222. Big Fatty wasn't Karen Valentine on that little show. She was. Room 222, y'all. Look it up. I made the cheese cookies and got them all made, y'all. And they're not hard to make, but they're messy. Because you got butter and cheese and cayenne pepper and flour, y'all. And if Big Fatty's going to make them, if anyone's going to make a mess in the kitchen, it's going to be Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, that Whack'em will never have a resting moment. It won't. Anyway, got those all made. And y'all, it was about 11:30 a.m. in the morning when I finished those up, and so they were cooling, and I went and jumped in the shower got all gussied up. Yes, Big Fatty. And got dressed, and the nip came down, and we were waiting on Durwood, and he was running a little behind, but that's okay. But he got here, and we were off to see Pretty Woman walking down the street. And y'all, I've never seen the movie, and so I really didn't know what to expect. But y'all, it was good. It really was good. So if Pretty Woman comes to your town on the traveling show, y'all go see it. Y'all, there was some cutie pies. Y'all, there was one. And, you know, you can tell the ones that are the homosexuals. Big Fatty, aren't they all? Well, it was probably a higher than normal percentage. But, y'all, there was one. He danced around in a cowboy outfit. for a while, but yeah, in one of the scenes, he was playing a different character, and he was like out by the swimming pool at the motel, and y'all, he came out in his bathing suit, no shirt, hot tattoos, and y'all, he had abs to die for. Needless to say, Hendrick would have touched himself inappropriately. Big Fatty, every one of your listeners would touch themselves inappropriately over him. Well, probably true. And y'all, the little guy that was the bellhop, he was absolutely delightful. Gay as a giggle. And y'all, the guy that was the concierge at the motel, he played several different characters in the... all of them played different characters during the little show, except for the two leads, mainly. And, the concierge was also... He was teaching the girl how to dance, but he was dancing with the bellhop. And y'all, they were doing the cha-cha-cha and the tango and all this kind of stuff. And y'all, it was just lovely. And y'all, one of my favorite parts was just as the show starts in the second half. I think it's the start of the second half. There's a reference made to the band, to the orchestra, if you will, and I won't spoil it if you're gonna go see it. But it's one of my favorite parts, and it's just a little throwaway scene, but it just made me giggle like a schoolgirl. B, Fanny, whatever. And then after that was over, y'all, we came back here to the villa, and I had Durwood just run the box shaver over my head, because it was just beginning to sprout out a little bit. And he did that, and after that he headed on home, and the nip left, I started making my sausage, not my sausage, my little ham biscuits, because I'm taking those my brothers and sisters-in-law and my nieces and their husbands or fiancés for their little creme. I made up little boxes. It's got cheese cookies and nuts and bolts and salted pecans and some little candies in there also. I didn't make those. Anyway, just a box of treats, and then there'll be a... I think there's like 8 little ham biscuits that each group will get also. And so I got that, and I had to bag up some salted pecans and some Chex Mix. I don't know that I may run into some folks that might want to have a little nibble on that. Ready, you've made it vulgar. And and y'all, I loaded up the dishwasher, the KitchenAid, and got it going. And y'all, I got my grip, my valise out of storage. I hadn't packed the first thing yet. Y'all, it looks like it's going to be chilly over there in Hatlanta. And I got to do that. I'll probably do that Monday morning before I go. Yes, Big Betty, I think you should do it before you go. And I'm getting all squared away and getting things put away for while I'm gone. I got several packages that are coming while I'm gone, so the nip's going to take care of those for me. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my weekend. Yes, Big Betty! Yeah, so y'all, let's get some of these. I've got these two cards I'm going to open. First one is from number 3 fan of the BFO for 2023. That's Randy up there in the Pennsylvania, and Chi-Tom, and we're just going to open it up here and see what we got. And, oh, Big Fatty, y'all, there's glitter everywhere. And, you know, Big Fatty loves a glitter card, but y'all, oh, it's gorgeous. It's an old house, and they're decorating the tree outside and putting some adornments on Mr. Snowman. It says, Big Fatty, warm moments, happy memories, wishing you these at Crema, and always love, Randy and Shy Tom. Well, Randy and Tom, thank you so much for that. Your other card is from that Matt Burlingame, and oh, Big Fatty, he's got the Peanuts people. It's true, they're all singing, then you open it. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, there's all kinds of things inside of here. There's a little charm and all kinds of little stickers and things. And it says, Big Fatty, how do I love thee in ways too numerous to list in a Crema card? But it's a lot. Sending you love and happiness for the coming year. Love, Matt. Matt, thank you so much for that. It's just as cute as it can be. And y'all, I'm going to put a picture of all these on the BFO at noon. Oh, Big Fatty. Y'all, you know, that Moose P sent me the Advent calendar of the teas. And y'all, I've only tried one of them, but I've got the first five that I want to tell you about. The first one was the Tea of Wonders. And y'all, it's good. It's green tea with caramelized almonds and pistachio. And y'all, it was really, really good. The one for the second day, oh, y'all, that's kind of... Oh, and y'all, these teas, they come in like a cheesecloth cotton tea bag with a cord on it that's kind of ropish almost. The one for the second day was French Garden. That sounds good. And y'all, then on the French Garden is pear and blackberry leaves. The one on the third is Lover's Tea, and that's a black tea, apple, and spices. That sounds good. The fourth, yesterday, is a green tea and roasted rice. Doesn't that sound interesting? And the one for today is a dreamy tea, dreamy tea is oolong flowers and lemon. Big Fatty, you're gonna be so fancy pants. It's true. So, Moose, I'm taking the four of those with me on my trip to Hatlanta. And, you know, they always have those little coffee pots in the room. I'm gonna put me some hot water and enjoy my special teas. Big Fatty, that sounds just lovely. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely... Just a lovely two, I say, Tuesday. I'll catch you up with how the drive went on Monday and my Crema supper with my youngest brother and his wife and whatever else Big Fatty gets himself into. Big Fatty, I'm sure it'll be something vulgar. Well, you never know. You know, it's just, you know, when you go to a... When you go to a new town, you have fresh meat, Big Fatty, maybe dried beef. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Mix, and Daniel Bieber, what would you like to say today?
We're going to get the Big Fatty Show, because I do want to talk about it. But did you remember what we were talking about?
Downtown.
Oh, Big Fatty, it's just so sad to see him go downtown right before your eyes.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331.
That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.